Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
About a year, maybe a year and a half ago, it could have been two, I don't know, there was an explosion in downtown Johannesburg.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah. Lillian Ngoyi Street. Hey, I remember watching this thing. It looked unbelievable. Yeah. It was like a Marvel movie.
Dude.
Cars were up in the air, bro. Mm-hmm. That's how crazy it was.
Yeah.
And it turned out there was a gas line and it somehow ignited. Up until now, that road has not been repaired. And so the tender went out. They awarded it to one service provider. And then there was a dispute and they ended up giving it to another service provider. Now, the person that announced this was the mayor of Johannesburg City, Udada Morero. But the person that's seemingly taking the heat for it now is none other than Kenny Gunene. And the reason for that is he's an MMC for roads and transport in Johannesburg. The contractor that was awarded this contract is apparently Nigerian. And on top of all that, did not have the necessary documents.
How?
Yeah. I'm talking about the company side now, not him as an individual. Mm. 180 million, 186 million or something like that is the value.
194
million. Yeah. Thank you. The value of the contract. And this is a story that if you'd been following it, it kind of started breaking last year late. But now, okay, it's fully blown and out in the public. Mm. Mpo with the beautiful hair. Should we let the hair breathe? Yay! Let me tell you, this is like a Beyonce hair. I'm Zali. I'll take a picture in Kombis. Even Fundo's nodding her head. She's shaking her hair.
Yeah, it is a new one, eh? I was surprised as well on Monday.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Something's up.
I mean, I noticed. You know me. Nothing escapes me. So, let's start with you.
Hey, man. Ish. Firstly, I know obviously that it's a black company, but how does BE work? Is there a prioritization of South African-owned companies first, or is it a skin thing, is my question. And then also, the guys have never done a job of this magnitude, and the previous company that they had, the names read like it's a Nigerian couple, either that or their siblings. The previous company, which they had as well, was shut down because of a lack of compliance. And then Kenny Gunene is from the Patriotic Alliance, which is always shouting Abahambe, and he oversees this, even though, yes, he is in this position a public servant, not necessarily, you know, representing his party as well. But I've got those questions, you know. Will we see the end of this project? Because the guys have never done a project of this scale. And then also, the way they do business, their previous company wasn't following compliance. So it's a bit shady to me as well. And like, there's no South African company that can do this, because I would love to believe that our government prioritizes South African companies. And I would ask the same question even if it was an American or British company that was given this responsibility.
Well, maybe you would ask the same question, but we've had a discussion, for example, about driver's license cards, right?
Mm.
And how the company that actually manufactures those is not a South African company. Mm. So what happens in the adjudication process is there'll be a criteria. And you'll say, we will score you based on technical ability. We'll score you based on BE points. We'll score you based on... Because when you start a company, then you obviously get a BE certificate.
Mm.
And how they give you the points when it comes to BE is everything in terms of ownership, your suppliers, directors, etc. and so on, right? So you may not be the best company BE-wise, but when it comes to technical ability, if you score higher, then maybe you can still win the tender process, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
So it's just a scorecard. So I can't really tell you what the adjudication process here was, but now the guys have won. There was also a dispute, by the way, with this. A legal dispute, and that's why it was delayed. So it wasn't clear-cut.
And that is the biggest problem, the delays, because there was a mutual separation with a previous contractor. And Joburg Roads Agency had revealed that they were the ones struggling to actually get the funds for the reconstruction of Lillian Ngoyi, or formerly known as Bree Street. So in this instance, I don't even know if a lot of contractors, specifically smaller ones, would want to take on such a job if you're going to be using your own money, you've got staff to pay, and then come time for you to be paid, you've got government still scrambling to try and find the funds. So I think this one, probably not many people had the appetite to actually bid for. So it will be quite interesting to see. Maybe this specific company had the funds up front to continue with the project.
Thank you very much for bringing that up, Mpundo, because that's a very good point. When you hear of people like Edwin Sodi, for example, repeatedly getting contracts, a part of the reason why that is because government is broke. Mm-hmm. And so there are very few individuals who are able to carry out a job with their own money and then sit and wait until they get paid. And we also do a disservice, for example, to contractors and service providers when we just mentioned that the contract is 196 million. Yeah, 196 million is a contract value, but what you're going to need to do to carry out this job, it's probably going to cost you 180 million.
Yeah.
Then you only walk away with like 16 million profit.
Of loans, important.
Not even your own money.
Yeah. And you're still going to have to pay back, because sometimes you have these businesses that specifically deal with contractors or tenderpreneurs and borrow them money. But the interest they charge you is ridiculous. So you find at the end of it, you're actually making next to nothing. If you're not in trouble already because government has delayed to pay you back, you've delayed to pay the person you borrowed the money from, and you're in trouble.
And it happens all the time. But people get awarded, and then they go out and look for the funds. And they come to you with an appointment letter. Mm. Hey, Mpo, please lend me some money. Here's an appointment letter. Yeah. I'll give you 20% of the revenue, for example.
But in this particular instance, I mean, you were talking about some of the criteria for the adjudication process. As Saul had mentioned, if this is a company that historically has not complied on other jobs, then how did you even get this job?
Well, the thing is, you don't know who else is bidding. Maybe the other people they're bidding against
were
also
did
100%. That's what happens sometimes.
How worse can it get?
Well, I'll tell you. Because times have been so bad, right?
Yeah.
Financially. You find that there are very few companies, actually, that are compliant. Right now. Everybody owes SARS. Mm-hmm. All of those. Everybody's in a payment plan or arrangement. So now you find yourself thinking, okay, either we wait for everybody to get back to a financially sound position, or we award this contract to somebody who's not perfect, but is the least imperfect of them all.
Yeah.
You see? Guys, tendering is nip up and place ni.
It is.
Mm. 190 million is no joke. There's very few people that have that in their back pocket.
So is it possible that there were better companies suited, but they didn't fit the BE criteria?
Well, I don't know. I
mean, like whatever I said, the scorecard was.
Yeah. BE criteria is just a small part of it. It's different line items, right? So if PE, for example, only has 5 points, you could score 0 for that and go on to win still because you scored higher on other criteria. So that's neither here nor
our
there.
Our problems are bigger than we thought.
Mm. But I do think that because Kenny Gunene is at the forefront and at the helm of this, they're catching a lot more heat than they ordinarily would.
Because of their stance on foreigners, yeah.
Not even that. Because Baba, you know, because of their history.
Because
I'm a bandit. That's my bandit 190. Clean. That's more money than they used to get in the heist. What are your thoughts? Give us a shout. 086-00-00959. Shout out to Kenny. That's my dude, by the way.
I don't blame the foreign national company, because the tender document then says if you are a foreigner, kudos, you can then apply, which then says you are being accommodated. Whoever is in the evaluation and adjudication, yeah, well, we know that they are all for sale anyway. So Nigerians pay, I suppose, and they know this game. And it's not just COJ, it's all these departments, in particularly like maintenance projects and refrigerations and those kind of projects. They're quite big on that market, if I may put it that way. So, yeah, it's the BEC and BAC teams that are just ready to take anything and everything for self-enrichment.
Very true. It is not a disqualifying factor to be foreign-owned. We've mentioned this as well.
A problem like Iwan, who outsource ama services. That is why strata singakaval. Sethiwa ugovernment beka serious yena azenzele lo msebenzi bekazokhatha ama cost bekazi already kunabantu abasebenza kwamasipala, we have engineers a city of Johannesburg abantu bebengabe kade bawenzile lo msebenzi, but because of corruption eyale government iyanyanyisa, That is why I see that today.
Yeah, I mean, look, I never thought of it that way. I suppose there's some things that governments can't do. But this is one of those that perhaps they could, specifically in the city of Johannesburg, because you are correct, we do have the expertise to carry out a job like this.
I don't think it's an issue with the guy who awarded the tender. He was a Nigerian or what that. I guess these people, they go and get educated by studying Obama engineers and everything. The problem is compliance. I mean, we have South Africans who have come tenders somewhere else. But if you don't comply and you don't follow a tender regulations or whatever they mean it, then you have to forfeit. In the lesson of 70s, you think of money. But in the 70s, I experience. But if you don't comply, then you don't have to be awarded the tender.
I shame about this party's pet. As long as I put him, Sazuba Nabo cop and pasty, Amaten, Dioba Zala, Bubom Zala, was a spar, was a bandan. None of the company, the more I said, told Iran's no one here. Marie Vele, I started a huge project. Yayoyans in Tangayas. Mara Uyabon and Eight they just draw the line, this white line and yellow line. Mamela, Sizwe. Eight to twos, Mazosho, Ningpix, Manning Pix. Stop sign, they making a joke. Who pale SOTP? Who stop sign sakon Aye, guys. They don't take things serious. Aye, bo.
I've seen that one on social media.
Yeah, the sign.
So she's talking about the sign that's on the floor, right? They painted, yes. They meant to paint stop. And what they painted was SOTP. I saw that.
It's a sign of incompetence.
Good morning to the most dangerous breakfast team in the world. Now what I've acknowledged is that that's where the problem starts, because no, let's say for example Saul might know everything in terms of what was supposed to be done, and then let's say Saul, and then Saul ends up winning that actually tender, but then doesn't know anything in terms of infrastructure. So the problem is that. That's why now infrastructure money is no longer actually if I'm not like that. Let's be honest. So if I'm not thinking
again, so pricing, for example, in the adjudication process also has its own criteria. So there's points that you get awarded for coming out cheaper, for example, than other competitors, etc. So on. What you're supposed to do when you submit a bid is you're supposed to justify why your pricing is the way that it is. So let's say, for example, I need somebody to provide a service at my house. I say I need plumbing services. I go to three plumbers. The one plumber charges me 10 rand. The other plumber charges me 7 rand. Then another plumber says it's going to cost you 15 rand. I may go with the 7 rand one if I notice that the work quality is going to be the same. But if the 15 rand plumber comes to me and he says, no, the reason I'm charging 15 rand is because you're never going to need to touch this thing for the next 20 years, for example, then I'm going with the 15 rand guy. You see, you got to justify your pricing. And then people will obviously look into it and see the value.
Hey, I am a Nigerian. They come to Williams and Zimbabwe. They even now beating for tenders. Half in now, dog. But yeah, I go rough. So, but yeah, I mean, like for Ukeni Guneni, like this is not a good look for him. I mean, in the entire patriotic alliance. I mean, if you guys are saying that you're patriotic as you seem to be, and then next thing you're awarding tenders to Nigerian companies. I mean, bro, we have construction companies in South Africa, like biggest construction companies ever. I mean, like, look at Robex, Group of Five. Like, bro, any of those companies could have overtaken and did this tender. I mean, not even Beton BE, because maybe like some of them are obviously white owned, but I mean, like, would have settled for that just to have that road back and, you know, open again, reduction of traffic. And like, this was supposed to be declared as a disaster so that it can move faster and not wait for 2 years, bro. It does not make sense at all.
It was meant to be declared as a disaster, and they did mean to do it quickly, in fact, before elections. They didn't manage to do that.
I think it is bula laga kulule zinto zama tender nanan. Ile mentality ama comrade. Yeah, what? When we bag nige mali, uhambi yotengi X5 before shy span. So man, this is the mission chiganjan. That's not true. You go to shy span straight, then you are going to get the money later. No, that's not true. Man, into yenza you. Vele, you start unganamali. They tell you it tender worth 60 million. Utalunganamali. then your invoice while keep on doing span. Yeah, so in jalo, so I nale balande usbari ba awate yena. Hey, imikonde ma comrade yonke le. Imikonde ma comrade. There are a lot of South Africans ababa ma main contractor bayenzeni, but akubi. So anyway, nice show.
And I think government should take upon himself this contract. You know, use all the graduates that are sitting at home, you know, with their knowledge and skills. Employ them, do this thing at your own pace. Because at least if it, the government was doing this project all by himself, there could have been progress, you know. We're not saying, because we understand there's no funds and whatnot. We're not saying they must do everything at once, but at least let there be progress. But let them say about it. Because now it's not only affecting Lilian Ngoyi, which is former Bree, and some other streets as well. They blocked Ilapa with shacks, and you know, it's like any day that thing is going to collapse again. So, yeah, if the government can take this thing upon himself, employ graduates as unemployed, we have engineers as Ngasebenzi eMzansi, we even have doctors as Ngasebenzi. Just get use of those skills and search and Kubeke lento, Kyekwe lento yamathenda.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.